This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
P. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Toby Altizer in for JP all week alongside Brian Mitchell. It's time for us to get back out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome in our guest, Joe Doyle. Works on the MLB Draft. Hosts the Over the Slot podcast, or Overslot podcast. Does a great job covering Major League Baseball ahead of the draft. Joe, what's going on, man? How you doing?
What's up, guys? Good to be on.
Thank you, man.
So, what do you think of... Well, first of all, let's talk about the big news here in D.C. It's just a week out from the MLB draft last Sunday. They move on from Mike Rizzo and Davey Martinez. What were your overall thoughts on those decisions?
Yeah, you know, it sounds to me like it was a tandem move. It sounds like Davey Martinez was the one that kind of... There was a decision that had to be made, and Rizzo was against that decision, and you know, they just decided to pair the two together and start fresh. From an MLB draft perspective, couldn't have come at a worse time. Just in terms of the process, just in terms of the ramp up, you know, Mike DiBartolo, who's taking over as the interim general manager, has all these different roles and responsibilities of hiring a new manager, hiring a new bench coach, hiring a new staff. You know, he's in charge of promotions and demotions on the minor league side of things and just getting ramped up into that new role, expecting him to be up at full speed and ready to rock and roll on Sunday for the number one overall pick in the draft. It's a tall ask. It's a tall ask for any general manager. So from that perspective, certainly timing could be worse, but when a change is needed, sometimes you can't wait.
Well, the fact that the narrative has been, well, they kept the director of scouting around. Does that make that much of a difference?
No, I think that's what's going to stabilize this entire thing. You know, Danny Haas and Brad Selick do a really good job, and they come from two organizations in the Diamondbacks and the Orioles that have had a ton of success in scouting and player development. And, you know, they're in the throes of this thing all year for 12 months. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to present all of this information to DiBartolo, you know, sight unseen. My understanding is they hadn't been working with him very much. It was more of a Mike Rizzo type of a deal. So I think from an organization and process standpoint, the Nationals are going to be just fine. But at the end of the day, it is Mike DiBartolo's pick to make. And if I was Mike, I would, you know, default to Brad and Danny to trust those two and have them make the pick.
I want to get your thoughts on this year's draft here in just a second, but sticking with questions about this front office, maybe it definitely works hand in hand with drafting and development. But when you look back at what the Nationals have done in the draft over the last couple of years, it feels like they've done a little bit better. But how much of the issue with the system getting to the point where it was drafting versus development? Were they drafting the wrong guys and then not able to develop them? Or were they drafting players that you had high hopes for, but then also weren't able to develop them?
You know, I think it falls on everyone's lap, and I know that's a bit of a hedge, but there were picks like Seth Romero that was a red flag. There were picks like Elijah Green that was a red flag. But at the end of the day, once that player is in the organization, it falls on player development to try and extract the most value out of that player and put them in the best position to succeed. So, you know, on one hand, yeah, were Mike Rizzo's draft picks always the best? I think there's probably an argument to the contrary, but at the other side of it, did player development always do right to get these players in the best position to succeed? I think there's a real question there. But at the end of the day, and I'm a Mike Rizzo fan. You know, he's a scout by heart. He's been through the trenches of battle and everything as it pertains to player evaluation and scouting. Unfortunately for Mike, the issue is the scouting department falls at his feet, and the player development department falls at his feet. And everything, he oversees it all. So he really doesn't have any plausible deniability, whether it's player development or scouting.
Talking with Joe Doyle, host of the Overslot podcast, covers MLB draft. You can follow him on Twitter at Joe Doyle MILB. So let's get into Sunday's MLB draft. Nationals hold the first overall pick. Where would you lean right now if you were in charge of making this selection?
Yeah, I think if I was a betting man, I would probably say Cade Anderson. And there's a couple of reasons why. One, he was already the presumptive guy, him alongside Ethan Holliday. They're the top two, you know, odds on favorites for that number one pick. But I also look at it like this. Now that, you know, Mike Rizzo has been relieved of his duties, you know, Rizzo is the one that hired Danny Haas and Brad Selick into their scouting roles. And, you know, I just don't know if, you know, as we enter the 2026 season, if a new general manager is hired and it's not Mike DiBartolo, that person might be looking for scouts that are yielding immediate results. And I think if you take a player like Ethan Holliday with the number one pick in the draft, and he comes out over the course of the, you know, 4 or 5 weeks that he's playing minor league baseball, and he doesn't look great, I think it kind of lends to the narrative of we're still not doing a good enough job in scouting. So because of that, I think the organization will lean a little bit safer. I think they will go the college route, but as of 2 nights ago, there were still 5 or 6 players that were in consideration for that number one pick. So my vote would be Cade Anderson. I think he's the best blend of floor and ceiling, and I think he could pitch in Double A right now and be a successful lefty.
Well, they need some pitching. they do. Yeah, they don't have all the starters, and the bullpen is not very good. So they need to start going that direction.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, and you know, the other part of it is I don't think they have a ton of pitching on the horizon. Like, you look at what Travis Sikora is doing at AA, and, you know, that's a fantastic story, but he's still pretty young. And Harleen Susana has been good. He's certainly taken a step forward as a starting pitching candidate, but there are still scouts in the industry that believe Harleen Susana is going to be a reliever. So if you look at this farm system and you say, we really only have one, you know, mid rotation to top end rotation type starter on the horizon in Travis Sikora, and you look at the current, you know, starting rotation, you're right. This team needs more options in its rotation. And I think a quick to the majors lefty like Cade Anderson, who isn't too terribly dissimilar from a guy like Mackenzie Gore, who they've developed very, very well. They've put that final coat of paint on Mackenzie Gore in DC. I think you could do worse than selecting a player like that.
Mm-hmm. Is it pretty much down to Anderson or Holiday? Do you think there's any chance they go anywhere else?
No, I really do think they could go in a different direction. Here's why. I think the strength of this draft is its high school shortstops. And there's going to be very talented high school shortstops up and down the second and third round. And you look at what they did last year by drafting Seaver King, cutting a deal, going and getting Luke Dickerson, and just trying to extract the most talent that they can from a draft. I think that could be the case this year. I mean, I've talked about it on my podcast. The relationship between Mike Rizzo and Scott Boras was steadfast. It was very strong. With that relationship out the door and Scott Boras representing Cade Anderson and Ethan Holiday, I wouldn't rule out a guy like Eli Willits with the number one pick, or a guy like Jamie Arnold with the number one pick, if that player affords you the opportunity to go land another one or two first round quality type players with your next two picks. So I still think that when you're picking number one, you don't get too creative and you just take the best player as you evaluate them on your board. And I think most people believe Cade Anderson is the best college pitcher, the best overall player in this draft. So I still think Cade Anderson is the pick, but when Mike Rizzo was let go, I certainly think the odds of another player being the pick elevated.
So my thing is, I don't disagree with you that they could consider that, because they kind of did that a little bit last year with going with Seaver King. So then they could go get a guy in Luke Dickerson a little bit later on. But now you're looking at it saying, man, Cam Smith, who that was picked a little bit later, and some of the other guys afterwards maybe could have been the pick in the first round. And Luke Dickerson has showed some flashes at Fredericksburg, but there have been, you know, kind of ups and downs with him. I just feel like for me, the philosophy here has to be best player available. And you seem to think that's Anderson. I lean Holiday, personally. Can you give me the reason why you would not take Holiday versus versus Anderson? Because to me, I still would lean Holiday over Anderson.
Yeah, it's a good question. I've talked about this quite a bit. The thing with Holiday is let me start with the positives. There are things you can't teach, right? It's 6'4". It's immaculate bloodlines. It's left-handed. It's huge bat speed. It's raw power. It's, you know, a chance to play third base. But at the other side of it, there was a lot, and I mean a lot, of swing and miss with Ethan Holiday across the summer of 2024, playing against high-level competition. I mean, it was a 52% whiff rate when he saw fastballs north of 91 miles an hour. There was questions on whether or not he was going to be able to catch up to, you know, elite advanced pitching. And this spring, Ethan did not participate in many of the preseason tournaments or preseason showcases. We couldn't see the adjustments that Ethan Holiday made from last summer. And, you know, of course he goes and plays for Stillwater High School and hits 19 homers and hits 615 or something like that.
Yeah.
But that's against guys throwing, you know, 79 to 82. And you expect him to go do that. So unless you have total and complete conviction that Ethan Holiday is going to be able to adjust and is going to be able to hit. And for the record, I think he is. I mean, you look at his dad, you look at his brother, it's a baseball family, he'll figure it out. But unless you have that complete conviction that he's going to be able to grow and mature and the bat is going to come along, I just think the floor is low enough there that, you know, you might want to take a college pitcher who you know is going to be a productive big leaguer.
What do you think Anderson's ceiling is. Like, if he hits everything, he hits all his marks, and he turns out to be the player that we all think that he could be. Like, what's a player comp? How good is Cade Anderson? So people have an understanding of what, you know, you're kind of weighing here.
Yeah, he's good. And I think the floor here is a number four starter. I don't think there's any chance that he's not going to be a very productive big leaguer. I think the ceiling for him is something like a low number two. You know, I had someone in my inbox about a week ago say, how much different is this kid from a guy like Gio Gonzalez? And I was like, man, that's pretty apt. Like, I think that's the type of value that you might be able to get from Cade Anderson over the entire course of his career. Gio Gonzalez was a 30 F4 player. Another player that I've heard kind of comped to Cade Anderson is John Lester, who had a very strong, long career, pitchability lefty, up to 95, 96, kind of a medium frame, but four pitches, knows how to pitch, knows how to throw all of his pitches for strikes, doesn't overpower hitters, but just a very, very well-rounded, polished lefty. So I think that's kind of what you're looking at. I don't see, personally, an ace in Cade Anderson. I don't know if there's a route to him just, you know, dominating and bullying the competition, like, you know, for example, Paul Skenes has done coming out of LSU. But I do think Cade Anderson, if it all comes together and he stays healthy, has a chance to go to a few All-Star games and, you know, be a number two starter for a contending team.
Like, you look at some of the young talent on the Nats right now, do you believe they have the support to support a guy like a James Wood, and you have my man Mackenzie Gore? You know, do they have enough support around those guys right now, or they have to get a lot more talent?
I think on paper they do. It hasn't come together, but, you know, C.J. Abrams has had a very good year with the bat. I think you're going to see more results from Dylan Cruz as soon as he's healthy. He's just the baseball card is too long, too decorated, too established for me to think that he is going to struggle like he has this year. I think Brady House is going to be a contributor when he arrives and kind of gets more permanent footing. You know, Jacob Young has not had the year that I think a lot of people expected he would have. So they do have enough young pieces. I don't think the Nationals are in a real competitive window. I don't think it's all going to gel until probably June of 2026. I think they're probably a year from, you know, having the culture set up in D.C. necessary to put together a contender. And I'll add one more thing, and this is going to be in Mike Rizzo's defense. You know, you give the guy an organization with star-level talent, and you give him a healthy payroll, and then all of a sudden in 2024 and 2025, it's a bottom five payroll, and you expect him to have the same amount of success that he's had with an extremely young core. I don't think it was a really fair ask from an ownership perspective, but to answer your question a little bit more succinctly, I think there's a lot of pieces there that are going to be able to lend the next competitive window. But for Washington to take that next step in that division, they're going to have to be afforded the ability to spend a little bit of money.
All right.
Well, Joe, appreciate you hopping on with us. You have great insight on the MLB draft. Make sure you go check him out at Joe Doyle, MILB on Twitter. You can check out his podcast at Over Slot Baseball. Joe, appreciate the time today.
Joe.
All right, guys. Be good. We'll talk to you. Man.
That's Joe Doyle. This draft is huge for the Nats, B. Mitch. I mean,
understatement, dog.
It's funny because you look where the Nats are and people are talking about the farm system. I don't know that we're going to get into Ken Rosenthal's comments about looking at trading Gore today, but
yeah, when I saw it, that's why I saw stupid. I read it earlier.
Stupid, by the
but
way.
But it was like if they were to, you know, it was more about the ifs. And if they were to make that move, then they were saying a lot of stuff. And if they were to make a move like that, then you don't understand why Rizzo's gone.
Yeah.
I agree with Joe. You told him to go do what you did before, but we're not letting you use the money you used before.
100%. Yeah. And I want to hear from Rizzo here in just a couple of minutes. He was on with the Junks a little bit earlier today. I just think that is dumb, and you look at where the organization is in terms of the farm system. Well, you're missing a key aspect in the fact that they're about to draft a guy number one overall who's going to step in and be a top 100 prospect for this ball club. So I think that this team, we'll see what direction it ends up going. DeBartolo, he's going to be able to leave his mark on the organization with the trade deadline coming up and MLB draft coming up on Sunday. The Nationals hold the number one overall pick. Let's take a break. When we come back, Mike Rizzo, the former, still weird to say, but the former president of baseball operations, general manager of the Nationals, joined the Junkies. We'll hear a little bit from Mike Rizzo coming up next, Joe the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.